Good morning. As you get going in this day, don't forget, God is the most important person in your life, and He wants input into your life and into your day. His input is the best thing in your life. Not only does He want to have input to help you think rightly about the things you're facing in your day, but He Himself wants to enable you to live this day in the way you know you need to and you want to. You can't live the way you need to, but Jesus Christ can, and He's in you. So invite Him to speak to you through His Word, to give you His perspective, and to enable you to live out the life that He's revealing to you. Well, we're looking at the book of Romans, and the passage we come to today is just one of the most beautiful passages in the whole Bible. Let me read it to you. Romans chapter 5, starting in verse 6. The Apostle Paul writing says, "For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Now just think for a minute about the way that we are described in this passage. That is, before we come to God and find forgiveness in Jesus Christ. He says, while we were still helpless. That's you and me, without God. Helpless. Oh, yeah, you can do some things. You can keep your life going in some ways. Of course, even the practical everyday things of life are God's gift to you. But don't you find in your inner life a helplessness? Those things that you cannot overcome in your life, those things you hate about yourself, that you wish you could get past, but you can't. You're helpless. While we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Well, that's you and me as well. Now, you may have grown up in a Christian home. You may have been baptized as a baby. You may have gone through confirmation. You may have done all sorts of things. But still, the Bible says, until you come to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you're ungodly. You know in your own heart the sinfulness of your own heart, don't you? Just as I do mine. We are ungodly without God. At the right time, Christ died for the ungodly, not for the people who cleaned their lives up or were doing all sorts of religious stuff. He died for the ungodly. If you try and say, well, no, I've done enough good things to get me into heaven, no, you didn't, and you're never going to experience God's forgiveness until you come to the place of recognizing, I need it because in my heart I am ungodly. He says, for one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would dare even to die. Yeah. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, there's another word, helpless, He said, ungodly, sinners. That's us. God didn't die for good people, He says, but while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Whoever you are, as you're listening this morning, do you see your need for Jesus Christ? Do you see that without Him, you have no hope of being right with God? But it's not a bad scenario, because there is God. And there is Jesus Christ. And with Him, no matter who you are, no matter how helpless you feel, no matter how ungodly you are, no matter how much of God's enemy you are, no matter how much of a sinner you are, you can find forgiveness because of what Jesus did at the cross. He died in your place so that God's penalty for your sin was paid, so that you can find forgiveness and this awesome relationship with God. But you must come to Him and say, God, I cannot live the life I need to live. I know I'm helpless and sinful and ungodly. Would you please forgive me? And he will. I'm John North.